This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. This week, Lutherans around the world commemorate the birth of Confessor Philip Melanchthon, who was born in 1497 on February 16th. He was a primary contributor to the Reformation and a collaborator with Martin Luther, although they did not always see eye to eye. Historian Dr. Martin Noland is pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Evansville, Indiana, and has studied Philip Melanchthon extensively. He says Melanchthon weighed heavily in Lutheran theology.
His contribution is, it's very significant. You know, Luther gets all the press. He often, in surveys, is considered one of the most important people in world history, certainly for modern history. But he couldn't have accomplished half what he did without Philip Melanchthon. So he's very important to Lutherans.
Many people who have heard of Philip Melanchthon may not know that his family sent him on a course to early education. He was a high-achieving academic student who studied Latin and Greek and continued his education in philosophy, mathematics, and medicine. Melanchthon studied and acquired a vast knowledge of theology after being summoned to learn at the University of Wittenberg. Eventually, he became a professor at Wittenberg.
Melanchthon's involvement in his teaching the university, not only his area of interest and specific expertise, was what we today would call classics. That would be Greek and Latin, especially Greek. But because he was in charge of, at various times, the University of Wittenberg, he also had to teach or became somewhat of an expert on a variety of areas of the curriculum. And one area that he worked on was physics.
Pastor Martin Noland notes that the influence of Philip Melanchthon was strong at the scholarly level for many Reformation theologians.
The main interest of Melanchthon in the area of curriculum studies, though, was Greek. So all the Greek and Latin authors were his expertise. That's what he would teach. He would love to teach. And if he was doing administrative stuff, they would still let him teach that. And he is responsible, I also believe, for the interest of Chemnitz and later Lutheran theologians in the Greek and Latin fathers of the church. These would be people like Origen and Tertullian, Augustine, Gregory the Great. These are the ones that Melanchthon became an expert on. He made sure that the latest editions of these in print were available at the University of Wittenberg, and he would teach them.
Dr. Noland says the influential writings of Melanchthon across a wide spectrum remains part of curriculum taught in Lutheran seminaries around the world. To view one of the chief authored documents of Philip Melanchthon, seek information about the Augsburg Confession.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.